Hello, I'm Roisin Hasty with the BBC News. President Trump has said he's more confident of a peace deal in Ukraine following the first high-level US-Russia talks since Moscow's full-scale invasion. In a wide-ranging news conference at Mar-a-Lago, the president said he was disappointed by Ukrainian complaints that Kyiv had been excluded from the talks in Saudi Arabia.
It's a war that would have never happened if I was president, and I've been watching, you know, people being killed at levels that you've rarely seen, not even close, since the Second World War. And I'm very disappointed. I hear that, you know, they're upset about not having a seat. Well, they've had a seat for 3 years and a long time before that. This could have been settled very easily. When they're worried about not being seated, you mean somebody that should have gone in and made a deal a long time ago.
From Washington, our North America editor, Sarah Smith, told us more about what President Trump had to say.
He said he thinks the only person in the world who can end this war, as well as saying that he has the power to end it, and also repeating that if he had been in the White House 3 years ago, this war would never have begun. Now, he said that before, but he's always implied that that was because Vladimir Putin would not have dared to invade Ukraine if Donald Trump had been the president of the United States. But he seemed to be blaming Ukraine for not having made a deal with Russia prior to the invasion. He seemed to be saying that if he had been in office, then he would have forced the deal that anybody, he said, could have negotiated a better deal where they would have given up a little bit of land, not too much, and been able to avoid this war.
After the talks in Saudi Arabia, the Russian Foreign Minister Sergei Lavrov said Moscow would not accept NATO peacekeepers in Ukraine under any peace deal. The US Secretary of State Marco Rubio has briefed the foreign ministers of key European countries about the talks. In response, European Union's top diplomat Kaya Kallas warned against what she called Russian attempts to sow division, adding, "Let's not walk into their traps." The Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky has emphasized that Ukraine must be included in any talks about ending the war.
We want it to be fair, and so that nobody decides anything behind our backs. It seems to me that this is fair. Any country has a bilateral track with other countries. Please, you can discuss anything, but you cannot make decisions without Ukraine on how to end a war in Ukraine. We were not invited to that Russian-American meeting in Saudi Arabia. It was a surprise to us, as it was, I think, to many other people.
Mr. Zelensky added that Ukraine would never recognize the territory Russia has seized. The Vatican says Pope Francis is suffering from pneumonia in both lungs as he continues to receive treatment in hospital in Rome. Francis, who's 88, was admitted to hospital on Friday. BBC News. New figures released by NASA indicate that a large asteroid now has a 3.1% chance of hitting Earth. The object, known as 2024 YR4, is estimated to be between 40 and 90 metres wide and has the potential to hit the planet in December 2032. Experts have said there's no need for alarm and the chance of impact is likely to drop to zero once astronomers gather more data. Brazil has announced it will join the OPEC Plus, a group of more than 20 oil-exporting countries. Environmentalists have criticised the move, which comes as Brazil prepares to host a major UN climate conference in the Amazon city of Belém in November. The energy minister, Alexandre Silveira, said that as a member of OPEC Plus, Brazil would be able to promote discussions on the use of clean technologies and debate energy transition. The president of Ecuador, Daniel Noboa, has said that organised crime makes billions of dollars a year through illegal activities, including drug trafficking and extortion. He urged Ecuadorians to support his anti-crime policies.
We're also fighting against groups that move more than $30 billion in drugs, weapons and illegal mining each year. It's a fortune. It's a lot of money. It's a lot of cash.
Mr. Noboa, who's seeking re-election, faces a runoff vote in April against the left-wing candidate Luisa Gonzalez, who's critical of his war on drugs. Officials in Australia say that more than 150 dolphins have become stranded on a beach on Tasmania. Teams of marine conservationists and vets are heading for the remote beach on the island's western coast, which in recent years has become a hotspot for such strandings. A dozen other mammals are believed to have already died. BBC News.